calling Convoy Transport. Dial 105 for operation. Transferring your call.
Hello, Darian.
Hey, is Darian there?
Yeah, this is Darian.
Oh, hi, Darian. This is Hashim with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Good. I know you're probably busy. I didn't want to take up too much of your time, but I was actually just following up with you here on an offer that we sent 2 weeks ago to the business. Not quite sure if you had a chance to check it out or not, but it was based on some financing that you had done with Summer Financial a few years back, if you recall that. And I was just following up with you here to touch base, see if you had anything coming up in the pipeline at all as we get closer to the end of the year.
Yeah, can you give me 1 second, please? I'm just sending an email. Let me finish this.
Yeah, of course. No problem.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Okay, are you calling from what company again? I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was calling from Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
You probably, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
And what do you send me again?
So we sent you a pre-approval for up to $250,000. It was for working capital and equipment finance. And it looks like we were in contact in May, and you had said that to check back later in the year to see if you had anything coming up at all. And so
correct.
I just kind of wanted to follow up with you and see if you had anything in the pipeline.
Nah, not at this time, man. I'm doing fine.
You're still doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Is there any typical time of the year when you do the financing for the company?
You know, I just did it not too long ago. I think it was in last month. I paid my insurance, but I had the money and everything is all taken care.
Oh, okay, good. Were you planning on, bringing on any trucks or anything like that anytime soon?
Not at this time.
Not right now. And how's the business been for you this year compared to last year? I'm just curious because I talk to a lot of trucking companies and I hear all kinds of different stories. It's either doing, pretty well and you're really slammed and busy, or I've been hearing it's been terrible and something about the election.
Yeah, well, the market's bad, and, no matter what, the way you put it, you're going to make money. You can be thinking about the election or the market or, the country. You just have to work and make money. And that's what we do, I own the company. I'm the only, I do everything from payroll to everything. I got 7 trucks, and I do everything myself.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of employees or anything like that?
Nope, just me.
No kidding. You run the whole thing.
Yep.
Wow, good for you. That's actually really impressive. You're the first one I talk to who does that.
I was talking to one of my buddies. He's like, man, you got the perfect job,
Yeah, if you're running the whole thing and it's working.
Yeah, it is working. I work from my house. I don't have to be stuck in traffic.
Yeah, and you have your own schedule, too. No one telling you when to come in.
Not really, because I always start working at 6, and I finish at 6 p.m. every day.
Oh, really?
My schedule. Yeah, I'm really good with that.
Wow.
But that's
no
the way you can make money.
Yeah, of course, true. You have to work around their times, too. What got you into the industry for trucking? I'm actually curious.
Well, I used to be a mortgage broker, and I started doing mortgage broking in 2001, and then, everything started falling apart, and I changed, I started trying to find different jobs and learn different stuff, and in 2009, I worked for this company as a safety department kind of guy.
Right.
And from there, I just started learning, and I decided to open my own company in 2011, I think it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you worked for trucking and then you learned the business and just decided to go open your own?
Yep, that's what I did.
Wow, that's impressive. What did you like about trucking really that kind of wanted you to open your own business?
The cash flow, you can make good money on it. And it's a good business, you know, you can do whatever you want and you can make good money on it. Really good money.
Really? Well, what kind
And
of
no matter what,
yeah.
people need to eat, people need to wear clothes, and in the trucking industry, you always gonna have loads coming out anywhere, you know. That's how the country move with trucks.
Wow, so what kind of things do you transport? Just anything? Yes, sir.
Yeah, it you know, all kind of freight, any hazmat or anything like that, but any you know, major stuff. But I can do anything. Anything that's fitting in a 53 drive in, I can move it.
Anything that's what? Sorry.
They fit in a trailer, 53 feet, I can move it.
Oh, anything. So you don't have any limits on what you guys do carry or not?
No, electronics, you know, all kind of stuff. We can carry everything.
Wow, that's actually really impressive. Are you guys, have you been growing every year since 2011?
Oh yeah, you know, I do great. I don't, you know, I do normal for a small company. It's good.
Right. I mean, when you first started, did you start with like one truck, two trucks, and then how many trucks are you guys at right now?
Seven.
Wow, no kidding. Did you start off with just one truck in 2011?
Yeah, one truck. Yep.
Wow, that's actually really impressive. And then year on year, do you add on like one truck, two trucks?
Correct. Yep.
Wow, that sounds like a pretty solid business plan to me. Especially if you're the only one running the company all alone.
It's not bad.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty solid business. And then you learned it just by working in the company.
Yeah, just looking at it, because, you know, the way it works, nobody teach you how to do it. You just have to look at what other people are doing and then, you know, go from there.
Wow,
That's how it's working.
that is pretty impressive. All right, well, how about this? Is it all right if I shoot you an email with just my information on it, and if
Yeah.
anything ever does come up, you can just give me a holler?
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, what's a good email for you?
Give me one second.
Sure, no problem.
Name of the company, Convoy Transport.
Convoy
Now,
Transport.
LLC at Gmail.
At, sorry, one more time.
At Gmail.
Oh, at gmail.com. So convoytransport@gmail.com.
Convoy Transport LLC at Gmail.
Oh, LLC at Gmail. Gotcha. Perfect. All right, I'll go ahead and put together a little email for you and shoot it over your way. If anything does come up, feel free to reach out to me. If you
I
do
will.
bring on, equipment and things like that, we have very, very competitive programs for equipment. That's kind of our bread and butter at the company. So if you do have any need, sorry?
To lease it or to buy it?
I'm sorry?
Do you have the program to lease or to buy?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so whatever you're doing, equipment wise or capital wise, we can definitely take care of you. For capital, I'm sure you've used a line of credit before, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so what we do here is we have working capital loans. They're really similar to a line of credit, but it's an unsecured cash loan. So it's without putting up any collateral. Like you don't have to put up your house, cars, anything like that. And we lend based off of your sales. So whatever you do, gross annual sales, we can give you 10 to 15% of that as unsecured cash. So that's how our working capital program works.
I see.
Yeah. So it all really just depends on your needs and if anything ever comes up or if you're looking, to bring on any equipment or anything like that.
Okay, just send me an email with your information and then I will save it.
Yeah,
If I come
def
across it, I'll let you know.
Okay, definitely. I will shoot an email over to you, and I should have it there in a few minutes.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Darian. Pleasure talking to you, man. Take care.
Yep.
Bye-bye.